Of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, new Google Plus chiropractic community is being set up. Effects of balance and proprioceptive training on total hip and knee replacement rehabilitation. And finally, a story about movement and manual therapy for adults with arthritis. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 629. April 13th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. COT's HealthBeat has begun a new Google Plus community located at bit.ly/COTCHIRO. That's bit.ly/COTCHIRO, COTCHIRO. Please surf to our community and keep up with current trends in the literature. Balance and proprioceptive deficits are frequently persistent after total joint replacement, limiting functionality and involving altered movement patterns and difficulties in walking and maintaining postural control among patients. The goal of a recent systematic review published in the journal Gait and Posture was to evaluate the short and midterm effects of proprioceptive and balance training for patients undergoing total knee and hip replacement. 8 trials were included, involving 567 participants. The synthesis of the study showed that, in clinical terms, balance trainings are a convenient complement to conventional physiotherapy care to produce an impact on balance and functionality after knee replacement. If outcomes such as improvement in pain, knee range of movement, or patient quality of life are to be promoted, it would be advisable to explore alternative proposals specifically targeting these goals. Further research is needed to confirm or discard the current evidence ultimately, predominantly in terms of the effects of the hips and those yielded by preoperative interventions. Surf to our show notes for links. The use of manual therapies, including chiropractic manipulation and massage, and movement therapies, including yoga and tai chi, by people with arthritis may relate to their personal characteristics, and the reported emotional and physical health outcomes may differ by type of therapy. The objective of a 2012 study published in the journal Complementary Therapies in Medicine was to describe personal characteristics and predictors of manual and movement therapy use for people with arthritis and to compare the use of manual versus movement therapy to improve physical and emotional health outcomes for people with arthritis. CAM respondents with arthritis were identified from the 2012 National Health Interview Survey. Data were analyzed to determine the overall percentages of CAM users and to examine the associations between use and non-use using multivariable linear regressions. The study concluded that while both movement and manual therapies can have positive effects on people with arthritis, it appears that active therapies are more beneficial than passive therapies. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. The three C's of leadership are consideration, caring, and courtesy. In other words, be polite to everyone. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.